Opponents of a tax-limiting measure passed by Washington voters last week say they will try to get an injunction to keep the new law from taking effect. That announcement Thursday comes as the Washington Supreme Court affirms a lower court ruling that allowed the measure to remain on the ballot. Attorney Paul Lawrence represents opponents of the Tim Eymann-sponsored measure. He says the high court's ruling leaves open the door to a post-election challenge.
The net result of what the Supreme Court did is to say, look, go back to the trial court, make your case there, and move it through the system.
Lawrence plans to challenge I-1366 on two fronts, that it violates the single subject rule for initiatives and violates the process for amending the state constitution. This initiative would lower the state sales tax next April unless lawmakers send voters a constitutional amendment. That amendment would require a two-thirds vote of the legislature or vote of the people for tax hikes. A lawyer for Eymann said he's confident the initiative can withstand legal challenges.